Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Beacon Podcast. We're glad you downloaded it. We appreciate it. And I know it's been a while, but we are
back.
Bringing it on. A lot of shit to talk about.
And we're back with Nick.
Yeah.
So last week, we didn't have Nick. Nick was busy. But
it's just a crazy time right now, you know, like holidays and work. Trying to get everybody together, you know, scheduling shit's crazy now.
It is.
But no excuses. This is what I love to do.
Yeah.
Come over here to the studio with you. Shoot the shit. Drink some brewskis.
Spit mad truth.
Well, it was a bummer because I was going to try to get my brother on the show. You know, that's one of the reasons why I couldn't get out. Like, I had family in town and doing shit all the time, but you would have loved talking to that guy. He's a...
Yeah, that's one of the things that we were going to do, everybody. We were going to try to get... Nick's brother was in town, and we were going to actually pick his brain about a bunch of different things, but it just didn't work out, so... Unfortunately, that's how a lot of
things goes. But he'll be back.
But
we'll have more questions for him.
Yeah. So, Nick, how's everything been going for you? The people haven't got to hear from you for a while.
Life's crazy, bro. Just to all you single dudes out there, it's like to say, don't date crazy chicks. It'll fuck your life up. Just rail and bail, homies. That's all. That's it. All it is.
That's my advice.
That's all I have to say about that.
I like how it ends with like a sultry piano, like a thing. Like, don't ruin your life.
Oh, and by the way, we got to say, we were starting this with some tunage and written by Mr. Matt here.
Yeah, I say, he was rocking out, screwing around on the old garage band, but it turned out okay.
I dig it.
Yeah, we're messing around with different like possible theme music, so I like that one. That's also the one I had last week with that intro with Bill Cooper about don't ever give up your guns, don't ever give up your guns, which I completely totally believe in. Don't you ever, any American that has guns right now. It doesn't matter. The funny thing is read your constitution and understand what every word says. If it says that certain things are unalienable, look up what unalienable means. Unalienable means cannot be taken. Cannot be taken away. You cannot. The government cannot create a law and take away your right to bear arms. It's your right. Furthermore, it says that the Constitution or the government never even granted you that right. They're simply recognizing your inherent right.
I believe it has to be a human right to protect yourself.
And they can't take it away. Once they actually solidified it in writing, what that means is they cannot take it away. So if you see some dumb law that gets passed that says, oh, you got to turn in or you got to register this or that, guess what? Too bad. I'm not falling for it. Like recently in Connecticut, I think they tried to make everybody register a certain type of weapon as like an assault weapon. And then there was, I think they were expecting, I mean, they were expecting
like
350,000 people or something like that to have,
they refused.
Nobody, to have these kind of guns. Yeah. I think they had maybe 50,000 people actually do the registering. And if you're one of those people that are listening, shame on you. You're a fucking idiot.
They do it in L.A. a lot, like a gun roundup, and they get like dump truck loads of weapons.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But
you know what? I think a lot of those are like gang members that had done crime. And they're like, I got to get rid of this fucking piece right here, dude. Like,
perhaps.
I think that's what most of it is.
Perhaps. But man, that's the only thing. That is the only thing keeping an insanely tyrannical government off of our ass right now is that we form a 300 million person army that they do not want to fuck with. And if you're free and you're willing to fight and stand up for your freedoms, they won't fuck with you. That's why they put that in the Constitution. The Bill of Rights was demanded by the states. So that's my spiel there. Don't give up the guns, people. They're the bomb.
Unless you have like Parkinson's or you're blind. I would, you don't need them.
I don't think I still would. Just so that...
You just point towards the sound.
Not even to use it, but just to be like, hey, I'm a gun owner. That's, that enough is, enough for, you know, nobody to fuck with us, is that there's so many of us that own guns. We're such a, it's such a huge political force.
So you think like the government would look at a, oh, statistically, this many people are armed.
And if we screw up that bad, they're going to march on Washington and take physically pull us out. If we screw up that bad, the only thing keeping them from actually really fucking with us, super tyrannical, is that there's 300 million people out there with fucking guns, right?
Yeah.
That it's the hugest political force.
What do you think about people who reenact civil wars?
Didn't we talk about that?
I don't know, but all I could think about is, like, I'm pretty sure I could dodge those bullets.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised anybody died in those wars. Really?
I don't know. And how did technology get to that point? Way later in history, because you hear about, like, the Romans sieging cities with crazy ass, like, technology, where they're taking down, like, huge block walls with their catapults and all this shit. How did that happen? Because that was, like, 2,000 years ago. How did that change? And then to 200 years ago,
how old are the pyramids?
It was like little bit like BBs, like fire.
It's like, sit still. It's my turn to shoot. Be a gentleman. Shit.
Now you're not playing by the rules. Now we got a rogue player, huh?
He put the ball in. Now he's got to pack it and put the shit in there.
In 5 minutes, he may be ready to shoot.
Yeah.
I kissed my women. I kissed my wife and children goodbye. Said a prayer. Yeah, I don't know how it changed, but definitely something got weaker in there, right? I mean...
Well, guerrilla warfare. Before then, it was just stand there, like, in a row.
Yeah.
Which is hard to believe, like...
The rules of war, like, that there's rules of war is weird to me. Like, when we were in Vietnam, we actually had certain rules. Like, you will do this, you won't do that, and yeah, did we... We arguably lost that war, right? Vietnam...
Yeah, it wasn't considered a victory.
And so, like, but we were like completely hindered from ever winning it anyway.
But is Vietnam better now since then? I feel bad for the people who've had to fight there, and all parties involved that have been, that died. Like, I don't understand.
True.
What was gained?
I don't know. But what was the purpose anyways? Like, it was a false flag attack, right? That Gulf of Tonkin incident was like... There's supposedly we had a ship, I think, that was sunk.
We need to do a Vietnam show and interview a Vietnam vet.
Yeah,
we'll smoke opium and shit, dude, out of a fucking human skull. That'd be dope.
We're just like,
or out of a gun. We're talking about guns, right?
We're like, hey guys, I've this is gonna to be our opium show. Give us about 3 seconds. And then it's just fucking quiet for the rest of the show.
Motion.
You just hear us breathing in the background for 2 hours.
Like, dude, I'm about to be born again.
All right, so what else has been going on?
You mean like in the news or just in my life?
Well, I mean, if the news is your life, then you could talk about that too, but anything.
What do you think about Bill Cosby raping chicks? Is that news?
Sure. I mean, I just haven't looked much into it because
over 20 chicks that came out and claimed that he drugged them and raped them.
And 20 is a large number. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's true, but...
If the guy in the sweater with the Jell-O Pudding Pops rapes one chick, that's okay. But 20? Hell no.
So if they said... If they came out and said he raped me, then is he arrested?
I don't know. Understand. Like, I don't think I believe it, honestly, dude. Like, I don't know.
Well, did he get arrested?
No.
Why not?
Well, actually, it came out like 10 years ago. This is what happened. It came out like 10 years ago. It got squashed in the media. Like, he just kept quiet and people forget about it. You know, because how the media just kind of sensationalizes other stories all the time.
Like, if these girls really were coming out with it, how come they're not pressing charges?
That's what I don't know.
And seeking an investigation.
When it's celebrities, I never believe it. You know, because what it is here's some rich guy who's super successful, and I think these girls throw themselves at him.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't work out, and then it turns out, they're going to call it a rape.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Same with like Roethlisberger.
But here's the thing too. He doesn't need to rape anybody.
Exactly.
He probably had like shit being thrown at him left and right, right? I mean, was he that crazy of a sexual deviant that he, I mean, maybe he was super forceful.
Some of the theories are like
super force, like rape.
Some of the people who, like, who would be a good example? Like Bill O'Reilly, you know, claims to be super fucking perfect, clean.
That's why you never claim to be perfect.
But like, Bill, you know, Bill Cosby's telling people how to live their lives, how to be. And he pissed off the black community, you know, back in the day when you tell them, pull your pants up, talk right, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. And that, a lot of people were offended by that. But turns out you have a worse agenda than most the people you're talking down to.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And another thing, too, that I think that should be entertained by people is Hollywood is a very corrupt industry.
Definitely.
And it's possible that he pissed off the wrong person or the wrong people, and now they go, oh, okay, this is how we make you pay, you know, we totally just bury your name until you start. The thing that kills me about it is about this whole, like, all these kind of things is that yet he's still like doing like debonair photo opportunities for, like, you know, like, yeah. I go to the grocery store
fake.
And it's all Bill Cosby, like, looking pimp ass, like with his face on his fucking fist,
and
you know,
sad.
Like posing, like,
I'm sorry.
He's posing like on Napoleon Dynamite when he's like, no, can I rest your head on your fist? And
yeah,
just
the
tilt
life
it a little more.
Photoshops by Deb.
Yeah, now pretend you're floating weightless in the sea with a bunch of
seahorses. But that was, you know, that's been going on. And then before that, it was like Ebola. Ebola was a big thing, and now it's like.
And what happened to Ebola? Remember, people were about
to
go eat each other's face off to stay away from Ebola. Now it's like, oh, not a big deal.
Yeah,
and I was trying to tell people, like, stay calm, dude. Like,
yeah.
Chill out.
Were you worried about Ebola at all? Getting Ebola?
No,
no, hell no,
no. It didn't do anything to me other than I did a little bit of research because I'm like, all right, if it's something that's hitting the news. Most of the time, if it's hitting mainstream news in any kind of volume or like intensity,
extreme
like it
volume,
is, then I always look it up because it's probably propaganda. You know?
I definitely agree with you. Yes.
Yeah.
So what was going down? What were they covering up while Ebola was like while they're trying to spread this Ebola fear?
Yeah,
I feel like something was getting covered up.
Yeah. Well, there is some crazy stuff going on as far as like there's some very big like. Operations between the East and the West that are going, like, between your, like, NATO nations, like, U.S., Britain, you know, like, all your Western, considered capitalistic Western nations, and your Eastern communistic nations. There's a lot of, there's that, remember, we talked about
Ukraine,
Marx
yeah.
and materialistic, dialectical materialism. And that's in our episode on the utopian socialist delusion.
Yep.
But yeah, so what they do is they try to always take two groups, pit them against each other, and then everybody that's fighting for a side fights for a side. And then these two things go to war, basically. They battle it out, and then whatever's left over is what... is what everybody agrees with because that's the synthesis of the two sides. So, I mean, I hate to actually be the harbinger of bad news, but I mean, the West is probably going to go to war with the East and it's probably going to be an extremely ugly war. That's just the way everything's getting set up. When you study the philosophy, like, and the background to it all is in that episode. The socialist utopian delusion. So when you study all that, you see how they pit two sides against each other. And it's just the same exact thing that happens in America. And you have your Republican Democrat and, you know, like those are two wings of the same bird. They're controlled by the same people.
Yeah. I miss pretty wars.
Pretty wars.
Yeah. You know, like when My Little Pony would fight like Rainbow Bright.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you know, pretty wars.
They actually had My Little Pony like have war.
No, you said it was gonna be an ugly war, and I was, you know, I'm being a sarcastic war. Dick. Sorry, I haven't been on the show in a long time.
Yeah, so it's possible that that's how they were disguised, you know, but I don't know what was going on, but with the Ebola shit, but you know,
My Little Pony would kick so much more ass than Rainbow Bright. You have a fucking spike on your head.
Well, yeah, you're...
You just go around and fucking headbutt the shit out of that rainbow bitch.
And you're a fucking horse.
Yeah, and it'd be like Skittle blood running down in your mouth.
And I mean, really, how little is a, like, in, compared to a human, is a My Little Pony? They're still bigger.
Oh, yeah, they are little.
How little, though? Or else you wouldn't even be able to ride them.
Yeah, because otherwise Rainbow Bright would just jump on that shit and...
Yeah, dominate.
Kick it like a chihuahua.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
That is weird, though, man. We had some weird toys in back
like, how did... Was that successful? Why did we invent some fucking toys, dude?
You gotta... But... Because you gotta be a sick fuck in the head to invent a lot of these toys. A lot of these toys are weird. Rainbow Bright? What's Strawberry Shortcake?
Yeah, Strawberry Shortcake. Remember Cabbage Patch Kids?
Yeah, remember
what
Muscle
Man? What the
fuck
Man? Was that? Muscle Man?
Yeah.
Was that like a Hulk figure that you could wrestle?
It was
wrestle?
All those little like buff like wrestler guys.
It was just
like,
a yeah. It was just a pillow, though.
Remember Army Men? It was just those
the green
plastic molds that stood up and you're just moving around.
But that was fun to us back then.
It was because you had
kids
to have like,
are
an
so
imagination.
Fucking, like, God, our, we were dumbass kids. Because like kids now wouldn't spend 2 fucking seconds with that shit.
Like, that's nice. Give me the iPad.
Yeah. I can't push any buttons. It doesn't make any noise. It doesn't move even.
What does it do, Dad? It's a little plastic thing. He's yeah. Like, yeah, this sucks.
And I'm going to tell him, hey, after you play with these, we're going to put cards in the spokes of your bicycle, and it's going to sound like it's got an engine.
But it doesn't have an engine.
But it's cool. And we would spend all day long putting more cards on and riding our bikes faster.
You get a new deck and that
and
thing.
And drinking out of the hose because it wasn't inside time yet.
I did all that. I used to get kicked my friend's house right down the street. I would, we started for some reason, you know how G.I. Joe's had like the joints and you could pull them and there was like rubber bands in there?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like swing them around and they'd break. And then I'd try to fling them up in the air like really high and a bunch of them get stuck on his roof till his mom got pissed and sent me home. By the time I got home, it was like seven houses down the street. My mom already knows what happened.
Yeah.
Can you believe your child? She's like, you threw a thing on the roof. I'm like, yeah, but I wasn't trying to throw it on the roof. Like, that was an accident. This sucks.
Then you got grounded?
I think I just got, like, I think that was about the worst of it. I got grounded a lot, but not for that.
Yeah. Damn.
How about you?
Did I get grounded a lot?
Yeah.
Kind of. Now, my parents were into spanking. My dad was.
Yeah.
And,
so get over here,
and then I got
Nick.
Older and it was just like, well, fuck, I'm about to spank him pretty fucking hard.
At a certain age.
It's kinda, then it's just like kind of awkward and weird, you know?
Yeah, yeah. At a certain age, I would actually look back at my mom and laugh.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, that's it, wait till your dad gets home. I'm like, damn it, he's strong.
I used to fake cry because my mom had arthritis and she would fucking just smack me, but she couldn't because she couldn't grip the fucking paddle right. And it'd be like, it was like getting hit with a wiffle ball bat. Like,
and you and fake go, cry?
I'll never do that again.
This totally sucks. You get off, you're like, ha.
Yeah. But fuck,
like
man.
Like a bandit.
I, you know,
this is to all you parents out there, okay?
Yeah, if you're going
to
be a parent. I don't know if I would spank my kids, though. Like, what, I don't know what the message is there. Unless, like, it was like they were doing something that was dangerous to themselves. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I sometimes I try to get lessons from nature, and you see in nature, like, an animal will, like, snip at its kid to keep it safe.
Yeah, like dogs do that, yeah.
You know, but I think if ever you're striking like a kid out of anger, that's fucked up, right?
Part of me thinks it's like you're not smart enough to talk to a child.
It's true. I think that reason could go a long ways right there. Like, you actually like let a kid know, like, okay, this is what happens. This is why. And also, there's a lot to be said for letting somebody fail. Like, if you're going to get burnt, you know, maybe instead of just going, like, no, you know, maybe, like, you tell them no a few times and go, you're going to get burnt. It's really going to hurt. And then if they do it, then you go, okay.
Well, I remember that was, like, what happened to my brother. Like, he kept, his first word was hot, but, like, he kept trying to, like, get something on the stove my mom was cooking. And they're like, no, no, it's hot. It's hot. And he goes, hot? Hot? And we're like, yeah, hot. But he doesn't know what hot means. That's just the first word he learned.
Yeah.
And then that motherfucker touched something, and then he figured out what hot meant.
Yeah.
But I've seen it work, I guess. Like, I have cousins. You know, kids are just going to get wild. Like, you know.
They're
and they get
out.
All sugared up and whatever. And I remember we were at, like, a family get-together. And
kids
one of my
on
cousins,
sugar is like adults on cocaine.
Yeah, and they're just freaking out. And they kept saying, stop it. And then finally my uncle goes, smack his ass to his, tell
your
his wife.
Your uncle said that to his wife.
Yeah, because she was standing by him
for your cousin.
Yeah, he was a little kid back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, But he wasn't listening, like, to nothing, and it was like, whack, and then he was cool for the rest of the trip.
Oh, yeah, it definitely gets you in line. That's actually this book that we're going into, that it goes into that. It goes into, like, how hypnotism only works a certain percentage of the time, but if you can actually introduce, like, pain into the situation, you can raise the influence of hypnotism up
to
damn near 100%.
Because we react to pain.
And yeah, yeah.
So what do you think about, like, torture
brain,
or something right now?
The brain gets into, like, a state where I guess after like a decent trauma, like a significant trauma to what the brain views as trauma, which is like a lot of pain, that the brain will get into like a really suggestive state, and then at that point you can implant beliefs into the brain.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy. You hear like about like traumatic mind control and that kind of stuff. That's how it's done. So this book goes into that. So that's what we're getting into also. But what do I feel about the torture thing?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a small scale, like spanking it. I don't know if I could.
Well, the funny thing is that I walked past the TV at work the other day, and I'm like, okay, it says CIA, new CIA investigation finds that CIA may be less than trustworthy. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's awesome.
Oh, okay, yeah, I needed to spend $1 million on an investigation to tell you that. Come on. It's...
And the only person who's gone to jail for this torture is the person who's outed the CIA, an old CIA employee who outed them for doing this torture that they say they didn't do.
Can I get on a little soapbox?
Sure, man.
You know what bothers me is I have friends on Facebook that are posting shit like, it'll show like a person jumping out of the window on the World Trade Center, you know, on 9/11.
Yeah.
Which completely sucks. And they'll put something like, this is why I'm okay with the torture techniques.
Because this person had to jump out of a building while they're on fire.
Yeah, because like terrorism did this. And first of all, you're making a major assumption when you say terrorism did this, because you don't know who the fuck did it. You assume, because you trust the government's report, that 19 hijackers did it, when in fact, 7 of those hijackers came up living, like, after the fact. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's something wrong with the story even to begin with. There's so much shit. If you've investigated that whole thing, there's so much shit wrong with the official version of that story that for anybody to just go, this is why I'm okay with torturing people. Okay.
It's the quickest, easiest way to just get through it. Like, of course it's right. If you're not patriotic, if you think that it wasn't terrorists or if it was an inside job.
Yeah. So here's the new thing too, is that concerns me personally, because
it's just pushing it,
I'm going to be considered a terrorist in this new world order. Anybody that questions any of the government's official story is going to be considered a terrorist because you're not going along with the order, you know? And so, dude, good for me, fine. But you know what? Like, it's ignorance for them to go, this is why we torture people. There might be, now with that new National Defense Authorization Act, it is legal in America to arrest with no trial indefinitely and torture people deemed that could be terrorists. And then what's a possible terrorist? They don't define it.
Fucking crazy, dude, because like everyone's supposed to have the right to a speedy trial.
Yeah, that's habeas corpus. This thing's been like over habeas corpus is like a 1,000-year-old maxim of like all law. Like that's just something you get. And now all of a sudden in America, the land of the free, now you don't even get a trial.
Why are we going backwards? It's like a witch fucking hunt, you know?
I can tell you exactly why we're going backwards, but nobody gets it. Nobody's on board. That's why I have to inundate them with proof. You know what I mean? Like they have to get proof for them to get it. Or, you know, a lot of you guys out there, you just won't get it. And if you constantly just keep not getting it, then you know what? Press the pause button, delete the podcast off of your collection and go back to bed.
Well, that's what I love about podcasts, is just because I'm a curious person. Like I just look up so many different topics. And it's just like, and I'm trying to like get other people like, dude, if you are a curious person, just want us to know about anything, like my brother, for example, he goes, well, I don't know what podcasts are. He goes, I don't understand what that is. I said,
they're awesome.
I'm like, and my brother is like super into nutrition, working out, guns.
Oh,
he's a huge history buff. All
take,
kinds.
You want some cards? Take to him?
I think I did give him.
Some, oh, cool.
But smart guy, you know? But I'm like, dude, what? You're missing out because you love, like, you know, he's still going to college.
Well, for anybody that loves, actually, like, cherishes, like, intelligence and, like, their brain and everything, information, then they just don't know about it. You know, they are missing out. Big time. I mean, it's a way to amplify your knowledge big time.
Well, and we're so lucky to live in this time, but we got to, like, make sure we can't let this get censored at all because, like, iTunes U, podcasting, like, you could get as much information as you want right now if you're willing to learn.
This particular period in history could either be the beginning of the craziest enlightenment that humanity ever knew or the beginning of the worst dark age.
I would like to think that it will help humanity in a positive way.
But it depends on us acting.
We have like the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, that's going to fucking kill it for corporations to profit.
It depends on your average person actually springing into action. So that's another huge reason why we're doing this. Because it, at this point in history, is the right thing to do. It's to figure out all the ways we're being lied to and put it out there and put these fuckers on blast. Because, God, I wish I could. I'll go get the quote and I'll come back with it after the break. But it's this awesome quote about truth. It's fucking
the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was doing it so I could drink these Speakeasy Double Daddy IPAs.
Yeah,
that's fucking also delicious.
They are good, aren't they? Nick, you want to take a break and then get into this book?
Yes, sir. Let's do this.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to get back into the book I was talking about last week. This is Brainwashing, a Synthesis of the Russian Textbook on Psychopolitics. And we will dive more into this. Nick was not here last week for it, so just a little synopsis. And if you guys didn't hear last week's broadcast, you should go listen to it. But if you haven't, then just a quick summary. This book was a textbook that was handed out to the future psychologist in Russia. There was something called the Lenin University, right? And they handed
Lenin?
Lenin University. Okay. Actually, yeah. The exact name is, let me get it for you right here. It was the Lenin University. Yeah. And this was prior to 1936. And they would hand this out to what they were training as, it was called psychopolitical operators. And these people, this it was a specific function. These people were to infiltrate the capitalist nations and convince them of Marxist ideologies. What's happening now in America? You know what I mean? They were to convince them of Marxist ideologies and to basically brainwash them. And they were to put a psychopolitical operator by the right next to every single powerful person in the capitalistic nations. And this outlines how they're going to do it. And so we're going to pick up where we left off. And it's fascinating. Yeah, so we're going to take a little break. And then I'm just going to hop right back into it. Beacon Podcast coming at you live.
Hey, real quick.
Yep.
Just because I'm looking at my computer. And tell me if this is a dumb thought. But, like, you know, Ferguson's going on. All these protests are going on. Mm-hmm. You know, the Eric Garner case. You know, the guy that got choked to death for doing nothing.
Yeah.
That cop got off. You know who went to jail for that? Who got persecuted for that? The guy who fucking filmed it.
I didn't hear that the guy that filmed
it. So, you know what's weird is I was just thinking is like, in the midst of all this, this Bill Cosby thing comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Like is there like a media...
More black attack?
More black attack. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I've been saying for a while that they've been fomenting a revolution in this country. And the revolution is not just... It's not just the classes. It's not just the proletariat against the bourgeoisie.
I don't know why I just had that thought right now. Because I'm going through all these news things on the web right now.
Yeah.
But they take the highest standing, like, oh, besides Obama, who would be like, oh, to, you know, motivational black person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby, was like,
he's your quintessential like black, like successful
everyone
black
loves that guy, yeah.
male, right?
To be
yeah,
like,
and to attack that is, you're right, that may be actually like have some significant like symbolic gesture to
like push racism a little bit farther, like because everybody you know, we've worked with racist motherfuckers,
and I don't want people go ahead.
And it's just like, fucking black people, you know, shouldn't have fucked, you know, and I'm Michael Brown did rob a store or whatever, but he was unarmed and he was fucking murdered.
Right.
A cop can't fucking tase the motherfucker or pepper spray him?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You know, if on that one, I'm not sure because I wasn't there. But one thing I think is kind of weird. If he has a... that whole thing is confusing because different stories were coming out on different sides. Remember how they were like,
yeah,
the dude had a caved in
orbital socket. Which
remember?
Was false.
It was false. He had a few like little
bruises.
That's
what the police came out with and said.
It is weird. All these events, everybody needs to like calm down when they're looking at all these events because most of it's lies that come out on both sides. And on this one, they were trying to get people on both sides riled up.
Yeah, so I'm telling you guys, a revolution is being fomented. I think so. Like, not that I'm a huge Bill Cosby fan or anything, but that just popped in my brain right now. Like,
No. But we're just trying to connect the dots.
Exactly.
Yeah, and everything in the media is a dot to connect. And you got to look at it with different eyes. You got to look at it as, what are they trying to do? Because,
well, how are they trying to make you think?
Yeah, how are they trying to make you react? I'll tell you what, the best way to react with all this stuff is the non-aggression principle. You are never, ever, ever allowed to act aggressively to another human being. Ever. You're allowed to defend yourself up to and including death to the other person that's attacking you, but you never have the right to act on aggression of anybody else. We got to get our philosophy like pinpoint, or else you have the ability to get brainwashed almost and hypnotized by even what the media is doing now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, all right.
Drop some tunes and we'll be back.
Dropping it. La.
Life, I work for life.
watching me.
What a cool cover, huh? Who is this?
I believe this band's name is Presence. Yes, it is.
Perfect for Time for Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to look this up, download it on iTunes. It is Presence, and the title track is Somebody's Watching Me.
Not Presence like the Christmas presents. That was a dumb joke.
No, yeah, like Presence, right. Like I feel an ominous presence. Yes.
I always love a good cover. I don't know what, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Do a song justice, and that's an, you know.
You have to do a song justice.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I agree.
But she's.
Yeah, so let's dive into this. I know you guys are chomping at the bit. Let's get into this. Okay. So, from where we left off last week, when the loyalty of an individual cannot be swerved, and where the opinion, weight, or effectiveness of the individual stands firmly in the road of communist goals, it is usually best to occasion a mild neurosis in the person by any available means. And then, having carefully given him a history of mental imbalance, to see to it that he disposes of himself by suicide, or by bringing about his demise in such a way as to resemble suicide. Psycho-political operators have handled such situations skillfully tens of thousands of times within and without Russia. Another reason for the alignment of psycho-political activities with the misalignment of insanity is that insanity itself is a despised and disgraced state, and anything connected with it is lightly viewed. Thus, a psychopolitical operator working in the vicinity of an insane person can refute and disprove any accusations made against him by demonstrating that the family itself is tainted with mental imbalance. This is surprisingly effective in capitalistic countries where insanity is so thoroughly feared that no one would dream of investing any circumstances in its vicinity. Nobody would dream of investigating any circumstances in its vicinity, which is very true. Psychopolitical propaganda works constantly and must work constantly to increase and build up this aura of mystery surrounding insanity, and must emphasize the horribleness and hopelessness of insanity in order to excuse non-therapeutic actions taken against the insane. Listen closely. Particularly in capitalistic countries, an insane person has no rights under law. No person who is insane may hold property.
So it's super easy to just
That's
call
their
you.
Goal. Now, crazy. What are they trying to do with guns? Well, if you have a mental imbalance, you don't have the right to own a gun, right? So let's continue. No person.
But don't you think that, or do you see that it's very highly diagnosed? Like, more and more disorders are diagnosed now.
That's what they're doing.
In America now, is what I'm saying.
My contention is that this plan from the 30s is in effect in America. That's my contention. And so when I read this, I want everybody to look at society now, and you judge for
mirror
yourself.
Just mirror it. Reflect.
If you think that this is coming to fruition.
But that's not to say that there isn't real disorders and depression and problems either.
Sure. But how much of those shootings are done from, you know, just a person that's, you know, curious or whatever? We don't know what caused a lot of those guys to actually become, you know, insane. A lot
from
of them,
my understanding that they were all schizophrenics.
They're all schizophrenics, and they're shady ass stories. They have weird ass government affiliations. I'm just saying it's possible that they could be made insane through these psychopolitical operations
as a tool to say for gun control.
Well, gun control is just one of them.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm just noticing, like, everyone's got a fucking allergy. Everyone's got a fucking problem nowadays. It's just like, what happened to just going to fucking doing your fucking job or whatever?
Just,
you know,
wake up.
Oh, you got stung by a bee? Big fucking deal. Get the fuck, you know, what the fuck?
Or how about, like, life? Like, just wake up, create a good for somebody, and enjoy your life and go to bed. You know, like, how about that? Nope. We're going insane is what I'm saying. This country is going insane.
We let fucking dogs on the planes, but you can't even have a fucking toothbrush or toothpaste.
You can't have an extra large Diet Coke in New York? Are you kidding me? Hey, land of the free, home of the brave. I mean, wake the fuck up, people. You got to be absolutely kidding me.
Blows me away.
Okay. Anyways, guys, smack you in the face with truth.
Well, we appreciate you downloading and listening to us.
Yeah, but that's why... But if you guys really... If you're out there and you're curious for truth, I mean, continue listening because it gets... It's... Our shows are going to get even better, but more intense. So, continuing. No person who is insane may testify. Thus, we have an excellent road along which we can travel toward our certain goal and destiny. By demonstrating the insanity of a group or even a government, it is possible then to cause its people to disavow it. And that's what's happening now. Now, there's a lot of people that hate America, right? They hate America. It's not that America's bad. It's that America's been infiltrated.
Yeah, our government's bad. Well, like some of the most common disorders, like right now, would be alcohol, substance abuse, anxiety disorders, adult attention, ADHD. They want every kid to be fucking ADHD. It's like, how about they just be little fucking kids?
And then they want to medicate the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... There's
you
a
know,
good...
Maybe they want to throw toys on a roof.
You know, I would have been considered ADHD.
Yeah, because you threw toys on roofs and shit.
My wife, actually, she is authorized to diagnose. She can diagnose. She said, you would definitely be ADD.
Is she Russian?
Sorry, ADD. No, I don't think so. God damn it. You got me questioning.
There's bipolar disorder, which that one you could fucking tell. If you have a family member that's bipolar.
Yeah, but what's bipolar like caused by? Is that just something like...
They call it a chemical imbalance in the brain.
Okay, I don't know that much about it. I mean, I know a little bit about it, but it's possible that a lot of these mental disorders are anomalies just from living in society, like living in a way that's completely unnatural to mankind to have lived for thousands of years. You know?
I agree because I think like, you know, some of the other ones are, you know, depression. Like, we've all been sad. Okay, we've all been broken up with.
How dare you be sad?
We've all dealt with shit.
I would argue that unless you've experienced all the emotions from insane joy to absolute fright, you haven't actually lived a full life.
Yeah.
And sadness is one of them, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you got like obsessive compulsive disorders, you know. Oh, I got too many things. I don't know how to fucking organize them. Like, you know,
how dare you?
How dare you have these problems?
Look,
or maybe you got to turn the lock three fucking times.
It's where it's very simple. Unless you perform an act against somebody else, they're either their person or property, then you have the right to be free. You know, I mean, even if people would think you're insane, it's wrong for anybody else to what are they going to do? Like, say you're say you're like a guy on like a Beautiful Mind and you're just constantly going over math or anything. Is it okay for government goons to then go like, tackle
weirdo,
your ass?
Trying to do math and shit. Weirdo. Take his guns. Well, like in schizophrenia is one of the top, disorders. PTSD. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, post-traumatic stress.
How about we stop having some fucking wars and we don't have to worry about that shit? Let's not fight fucking wars we don't have to fight.
And that's on their end. But what's funny about that one, too, is that the trauma involved is part of this whole plan, too, is that it creates trauma to actually hypnotize somebody effectively.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you know
I'm
what
with
I mean?
You. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That trauma, like...
Well, just like as like an addict or an alcoholic, you got to hit rock bottom. And then to feel that trauma until you realize, oh my gosh, you know.
Yeah. And this and when we start getting into secret societies and the initiations of the Freemasonry ranks, we'll talk about how they actually initiate some of these people is through trauma-based mind control. They actually, these ranks use trauma-based mind control to convince the initiates that, the order is of paramount advantage, which is why I also think that we should make almost a law and amend the Constitution to say that anybody that belongs to a fraternal organization that does any of these kind of practices should actually be forbidden from being in the government because it's actually like a hypnotism. You know what I mean? They should be forbidden to be in these organizations. And right now, our government is, it's the top ranks. It's almost all full of them. Almost all full of them.
And I'm not trying to, just stick with the crazy thing right now. Like what can be considered crazy. That's what I'm talking about. Like disorders or whatever. Cause any disorder, like you could say, oh, that guy's got a fucking problem or whatever, you know? But, I kind of think like most of these disorders that we're like claiming, oh, I have a disorder, I'm a victim, are first world fucking problems, right? Which we're lucky to live in America to have these first world fucking problems.
Well, and whose problem is it to fix, you know, your issue?
It's your fucking problem.
Yeah. It's not the government's problem. And here's the problem, too, is that if you think it's the government's problem, then actually you're taxing me to fund another guy to teach him how to become better, right? But you're actually taking from me.
And it sounds bad. I'm not trying to make it a smaller problem than it is. Because I do know, like, my grandma is fucking bipolar, dude. And it's one person or the next. You know, like, split personality, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened. I don't know.
Well, there's a bunch of things.
Her sisters didn't have it.
I've read of it. I don't know the official term, but when I've read a lot of these books on mind control, they call it fracturing a personality. And it's actually like there is ways to fracture a person.
I've heard that if you are bilingual, when you speak different languages, it actually kind of changes your personality.
That can fracture it. That's interesting because I think I read a quote from, was it Voltaire or Nietzsche that said, when you learn a new language, you double your soul or something like that. Like something weird.
Well, and not only that, but this is kind of off topic, but when you learn a new language, people who are bilingual have a smaller chance of getting Alzheimer's disease.
Hmm. All right.
Because you're using your brain so hard. It's like,
that's it.
Because I took Spanish.
20 minutes to a half hour a day learning a new language.
But it is fun. I recommend it. You know, I fucked around with a little bit of Spanish because, you know, we do live in Southern California. And if you're going to fucking find the baño.
Yeah.
If you got to take a shit.
If you could choose a new language to learn, what would it be?
Just for fun or for a normal use? Probably Mandarin.
Is that for fun or?
No, because I think if
we're getting taken over by the Chinese.
If Chinese wants to collect their fucking, comes to collect.
I don't have it.
But I won't fucking get a motherfucking job.
I don't know what you're saying.
I make Kung Pao rice. It's good.
God, I can't speak it.
Yeah.
So, and then they shoot your ass. So maybe Mandarin's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I tried to, honestly. I tried to learn it a little bit. Only one weekend, though.
It's a hieroglyphic language, right?
It's still a phonetic language. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a difference between the two. Is that...
there's different dialects, just like anything, which, you know, that would take forever to fucking learn it. But do you know... what's his fucking name? Tim Ferriss?
Yeah. I read
He learns a bunch of different work week. Yeah. Do you know how he learns so many different languages?
Mm-mm.
By reading comic books. And watching their news, because that tells you how to use the phonetics and everything.
Well, definitely inundating yourself in
the culture.
It is the fastest way, for sure. When I used, my first job was Carl's Jr.
Badass.
And at that time, I had taken like 3 years of Spanish. And I was actually, I think I worked there like 8 or 9 months or something. It was short. But by the end of the time working there, I was actually like, decently able to communicate with the people. Like,
it's
like,
fun. It's fun, right?
Like, mija, mas cebollas y tomates.
Mija?
Yeah, yeah.
Mas cebollas, huh?
Yeah, con aguacate.
And aguacate.
Is avocado.
Oh, I should have known that.
Yeah. Aguacate, I guess.
Hmm.
Which is weird because agua is water, right?
Yeah.
So, but avocado.
Why can't we just...
What does it mean, like water...
Carrier.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Anyways, if you guys have the answer to that question, email us, tweet us, and we'll send you a
prize. Big a podcast beer koozie.
Hollow promises.
Oh, she's here. That's just a test to see if people are listening to this fucking show.
Well, I get some decent feedback.
Oh, dope, dope.
So
we love you guys listening. Appreciate it. Sorry we fuck around a lot.
We do.
And I always take it off topic. Like, we're way off fucking topic.
Well, it depends. You know, are you into subject matter or are you into humor? And me and Nick, when we designed this show, we said that we'd kind of go for both angles. And I think that's the best way to do it because a lot of people...
Like, I'm the intelligent guy. You're the smart guy. We all know that.
Yeah. Either way.
What did I just say? I'm the intelligent guy. You're the humor guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Everyone knows that. You don't understand when I'm joking around about My Little Pony in a little war against Strawberry Shortcake.
I actually like... I'm the intelligent guy. You're the smart guy. That was a pimp.
I fucked up my own jokes.
Yeah, but it turned into an awesome
thing. All right. Thanks, man. But what were we talking about? Disorders and shit?
Yeah.
Amnesia. That could happen. Or you just forget shit all the time. But we're getting off the book. But
it could. But so anyways.
The paragraph you were talking about reminded me of just some of the disorders we have and how easy it would be to... consider somebody crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Very. And now it's court. A lot of it is court.
Mandated
like craziness. Like now you are prescribed like court mandated medication for a lot of this stuff. Like if you're found that you have it, you have to take medication. And especially if you have kids, if you're not taking your medication or if you have a kid that's diagnosed with some of this stuff and the kids, if you're not giving the kid the medication, then you're deemed an unfit parent, and then the Child Protective Services comes and the state owns your child.
Fuck.
Don't worry about it, ladies and gentlemen. There's no such thing as socialism, and it's not taken over, right? I mean, come on. It's in our face. If you don't give your kid poison, the state takes your kid.
I kind of think that most of our greatest artists today, from history today, would now be considered crazy. Like Jimi Hendrix, like, oh my gosh, the way he could play for guitar, sure. He's fucking crazy.
Yeah, but is that because people are getting, is that because they're crazy, or is that because society's getting crazy? I would argue society is going crazy.
No, I think we're being...
when it's
mellowed
okay,
out in a way.
When
like,
it's just, okay like,
stay
to...
Stay mellow, but we'll freak you out with our news and be afraid of this. We'll tell you what to be afraid of, but we all have to be afraid of it.
How about this? If we don't think society's going that crazy, just keep listening. I have the best things planned for this show to absolutely nail it down. Nail it down. The best is yet to come. It's
I'm with it. I dig it.
Same.
No, you're right. I mean, it's like the things we see, it's just people get so mad over something stupid. Like when you're just driving down the fucking street.
Life is supposed to be living and loving.
Fuck.
You know? Like, since when do you just drive down the street and somebody's like honking at you, hating you? Like, this is insanity. We're going through an insane ass period.
Well, I mean, sex addiction is another thing on the top of the list of the top disorders.
Yeah.
And that seems like a pretty simple fucking thing. Like, oh, that guy likes to fuck. He's crazy. Take his guns. You know.
Hey, if he likes to, like, is it productive for somebody? No. Really, it's just kind of one of those, like, wasteful things. And if somebody likes doing that with all their time, then that's just what they do. But if they're not hurting anybody else, fine. You know what I mean?
But I have a hard time believing that sex addiction is a real fucking thing.
Who knows? I don't know.
As long as you're not beating off while you're making my sub sandwich, I'm fucking cool with you, dude. Put the fucking gloves on. Yeah,
that would be hurting somebody.
Hurt my chances of enjoying that sandwich. That fucking BMT.
You know, you probably wouldn't even notice a difference.
I said light mayo, but come on, motherfucker.
Ah, dude, I don't even want to get into
that.
That's gross. Is this spicy chipotle?
Yeah. Is that garlic cream sauce?
That's garlic cream. The longer I wait to eat it, the like more coagulated it gets. That's crazy. That's gross. Nick, thanks a lot. Anyways, let me continue. By magnifying the general human reaction to insanity through keeping the subject of insanity itself forever before the public eye, and then by utilizing this reaction by causing a revulsion on the part of a populace against its leader or leaders, it is possible to stop any government or movement. One of the first and foremost missions of the psychopolitician is to make an attack upon communism and insanity synonymous. Let me read that again, because
synonymous.
You will hear this in the future. One of the first and foremost missions of the psychopoliticians is to make an attack upon communism and insanity synonymous. They will call people who attack communism insane.
Crazy.
They will say, we are all in this for the greater good, and if you don't see that, you're insane.
And they're going to make a fist with their thumb on the top.
That's what they
like
will say.
Like they're holding a lizard.
Sure. Yeah. You'll see people
and they're
going
to wave it. Like,
and then that's one thing that probably Fox and MSNBC will agree on. Well, okay. We both agree that that's insane. Or something like that, right?
Yeah. You did the lizard hold. Perfect.
I mean, anyways.
Is there a name for that when they're trying to...
Yeah, it's like the polite point.
The polite point. Like, yeah, we're all in this together thing.
Yeah.
We should have been politicians, dude.
No, fuck no, man. We're doing what we should be doing. This is the best thing to do.
I don't know, man. I can fuck hookers and...
Yeah, it'll get old after about a week, probably.
I'm just joking. It's a joke, dumbass.
All right.
I was joking.
All right, here we go. It should become the definition of insanity of the paranoid variety that, quote, unquote, a paranoid believes he is being attacked by communists. Thus, at once, the support of the individual so attacking communism will fall away and wither. And what are we doing on
this? And you're seeing this? You're seeing this now. Yeah.
What are we doing on this broadcast? What have I said? That eventually we will be deemed the enemy for doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Yet I am reading from a 1936 manual of the Lenin University. Who's insane out there?
Do you ever wonder, like, are you ever worried that, like, the government's like, this guy's getting all this shit delivered to his house? Like,
you know what? At this point now, I'm willing to die for freedom, so it doesn't matter to me. Honestly, though, you have to be willing to die for your cause. And if I'm doing the right thing, then my life was worthy, you know? There's a lot of people that live their life and they don't live like worthy lives. Like, none of their life doesn't mean anything. Where they've lived and then they've died. They've never affected anybody. They've never done anything. And I absolutely refuse to do that. Actually, as a matter of fact, I'd love to be a motherfucker, dude. I'd love to be...
Fuck mothers?
Well, not literally.
Oh, okay.
But I'd love to be like the absolute absolute plank in this whole agenda. I would love it. And if they end up coming at me, great, whatever. Doesn't matter to me. It's the right thing to do. It's simply the right thing to do. Continuing. This is also, I mark this as an important paragraph.
It's weird that the idea of just... absolute freedom and liberty is fucking considered crazy now.
Yeah. Imagine that. The fact that...
If you say you're a libertarian, people are like, oh, they're the crazy people. Like, the people who just want to let you do whatever you want and be free.
I love that quote that we have on our... We have a little slideshow that plays on our TV. And one of the slides is a libertarian slide. And what does it say? Libertarians diligently plotting to take over the world and leave you alone. Yeah, but that's exactly what it is.
And I don't even think of them as trying to take over the world. Just, hey, we live in America.
I would love for the whole world to become libertarians, to tell you the truth. If everybody got on board with this freedom thing and they understood like the principle behind it, like that you're not allowed to fuck with anybody else.
Man, I think humanity would just fucking surge. Like, the technology would be better.
It would be heaven on earth. Look, libertarians, yeah, there it is. Diligently plotting to take over the world and leave you alone. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, that's why I think it's an absolutely admirable like force to get behind.
Yeah.
All right, continue. Wang, the cleverness of our attack in this field of psychopolitics is adequate to avoid the understanding of the layman and the usual stupid official, and by operating entirely under the banner of authority with the oft-repeated statement that the principles of psychotherapy are too devious for common understanding, then the entire revolution can be effected without the suspicion of a populace until it is an accomplished fact. That they told you right there that they are going to cause a revolution in this country. As insanity is the maximum misalignment.
Does it say anything like about like how long this plan's going to take, or is it just
the agenda? They do. They in other books that I've read, they have 1 year plans, 2 year plans, 5 year plans, 10 year plans, 15 year plans, 20 year plans, 50 year plans that I've read about, and a lot of those are from like your Soviet defectors, like Jan Sena wrote that book, Red Cocaine, and then Anatoly Galitzin. I'm reading a book of his right now. He has two books, and where he says that perestroika. That whole thing where Russia in the, wasn't it the early 90s, collapsed supposedly, and now Russia's not a problem. The Cold War is over. Russia's not a problem. That whole thing was fake. Mm-hmm. And that they faked this. That's the fourth time they faked it in the last 100 years to pretend that they're giving us ground. And remember when we did our socialist utopian delusion episode, that it's one like of two Lenin's tactics was two forward, one back. And you have to take that one back to make them relax. And that's when you fucking gain more and more ground. That's what's going on. But yeah, you got to know Lenin. You know, you got to know Marx. You got to study this stuff. So, as insanity is the maximum misalignment, it can be grasped to be the maximum weapon in severance of loyalties to leaders and old social orders. Thus, it is of the utmost importance that psychopolitical operatives infiltrate the healing arts of a nation marked for conquest and bring from that quarter continuous pressure against the population and the government until at last the conquest is effected. It is the subject and goal of psychopolitics itself. In rearranging loyalties, we must have a command of their values. In the animal, the first loyalty is to himself. It is destroyed by demonstrating errors to him, showing him that he does not remember, cannot act, or does not trust himself. The second loyalty is to his family unit, his parents and brothers and sisters. This is destroyed by making a family unit economically non-dependent, by lessening the value of marriage, by making an easiness of divorce, and by raising the children wherever possible by the state. The next loyalty is to his friends and local environment. This is destroyed by lowering his trust and bringing about reportings upon him allegedly by his fellows or the town or village authorities. The next is to the state. And this, for the purposes of communism, is the only loyalty which should exist once the state is founded as a communist state. To destroy loyalty to the state, all manner of forbiddings for youth must be put into effect so as to disenfranchise them as members of the capitalist state, and by promises of a better lot under communism to gain their loyalty to a communist movement. Denying a capitalist country easy access to courts, bringing about and supporting propaganda to destroy the home, creating continuous juvenile delinquency, forcing upon the state all manner of practices to divorce the child from it, will in the end create the chaos necessary to communism. Under the saccharine guise of assistance to them, rigorous child labor laws are the best means to deny the child any right in the society. By refusing to let him earn, by forcing him into unwanted dependence upon a grudging parent, and by making certain in other channels that the parent is never in other than economic stress, the child can be driven in his teens into revolt. Delinquency will ensue. By making readily available drugs of various kinds, by giving the teenager alcohol, by praising his wildness, by stimulating him with sex literature, and by advertising to him or her practices as taught at the sex pole, we, the psychopolitical operator, can create the necessary attitude of chaos, idleness, and worthlessness.
I like that part. Sexual literature.
Into which, hold on real quick. Yeah. Into which can then be cast the solution which will give the teenager complete freedom everywhere. Communism.
Yeah, I mean, luckily, like, you know, literature's gone. We just have, you know, videos. You just type in anywhere and see all the sex and porn you want.
Yeah, well, that's part of this whole thing. That's part of this whole thing.
It's great.
Well, but so you're an adult, and you obviously understand the fundamentals of liberty. You know, you can do whatever you want, but for kids that are getting into that kind of stuff, then
it's too soon.
It probably would can take away their drive to, like, learn and become, like, they're in a growing phase of becoming an adult, you know?
Yeah.
And that drive too early may, like, well, according to them, it would actually tweak it into their favor. It would create kind of a more useless being in that person than they would originally be if they weren't doing that. You know what I mean?
I don't know. When I was a kid, I remember, like, we'd ride our bikes. This was before the internet, though. Man, that's, we're the last generation that's able to say, well, you know, we didn't have the internet back then. You know what I mean?
Oh, the internet was a game changer.
Yeah, but, yep. Like, when I was a kid, we'd ride our fucking bikes in the middle of the fucking desert, and you'd find porn just randomly.
All day, I would just ride my bike in the desert with friends.
Yeah, hunting for porn.
Jumps and, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was all about porn, but, like, we would find porn out there, and then that was a...
As a kid, you were like, no way.
There's fucking porn out here. And, like, it'd be all fucking wrinkled up and disgusting, but I'd take it home and beat off to it anyway, or try to beat off until I could actually fulfill a session. But,
sesh.
Yeah. And knock one out. But, man, kids these days are so fucking lucky. They can just watch chicks. Like, any celebrity they want to see naked, they can see now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Almost.
Yeah. And all of that is a, we're going to take a break right now, but all of that is a result of this long, long, drawn out communistic plan to eventually infiltrate the West and subvert society. We can take a break. We'll be right back.
Dope.
Turn the tables instead.
Oh yeah. Eye in the sky. That is the eye in the sky.
That takes me back to going back to school at Mervyn's and picking out clothes off the sale rack. And my mom said, it has to be on sale. You can't get it, okay?
I'm always watching you. Always.
But that would be like playing in the background. I'm like, damn it.
Oh, yeah.
No
yeah.
chicks are going to dig me because I got to wear the fucked up clothes.
Or if you're in an elevator. You know the worst time to be in an elevator is when you're hungover. And you're just I don't want to talk to anybody. Boom. No, or it's full. And you're like,
don't fart.
You don't want to talk to anybody or anything. And you're just like, hello. And somebody comes in and it's like, it's all. And it's just like this. You're like, oh, hello. And you don't want to talk to anybody. And it's like.
You're like, I'm about to fucking puke. And you're like, I got seven more floors to go. And people keep coming on this fucking thing.
And you're like, how are you, sir?
That was, dude, last time I went to Vegas, that's what it was like, bro. Like, we get on the fucking, or like that sensation of going down. And I was like, if I puke, where am I going to fucking blow? There's nowhere to go. You're in the elevator, like in the corner.
You just got to, yeah, wherever you can. I mean, you just.
I almost fucking die-harded that shit and went off the fucking top. And yeah.
into the chasm below.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, you probably, nobody would probably know if you did that.
Oh,
as long as you like spaced it out, like you were moving your head and you actually like dispersed it a little bit, you know, who knows? Then there wouldn't be a whole pile at the bottom. There'd be like a fine mist that you know, got down to the bottom. Puke mist. Ugh. That's gross, Nick.
The acidity could fuck up the grease on the gears and that elevator would be fucked up a little bit.
Yeah, but maybe it would lubricate.
It'd be like the bad shopping cart you get. You
depends know? On what you ate, supposedly. I mean, what if you ate like real oily food and it actually lubricated the gears?
Oh.
Just, and it was a good thing. Yeah.
Did, what's that oil pushing with your teeth?
Oil pulling.
Pulling.
Yeah, oil pulling.
I think that shit is pretty dope.
Yeah, have you tried it?
No, yeah, I've done it a few times. It felt great.
I actually need to do it now that the sun's going to, it's like becoming wintertime. I can feel that my immune system is working overtime. Like, I got, like, excessive mucus production. My nose is always clogged. You know, my body's constantly, like, working to fight off, like pathogens, right? I feel like I should be doing that right now because that helps your immune system out, like, so much.
Just get shit out?
Yeah.
I heard that those, you know, those little banana peppers you get, like Tommy's or In-N-Out? Mm-hmm. Those have like way more vitamin C than an orange, and like the heat helps you sweat that shit out.
Yeah, they say like your real bright colored fruits or vegetables, they're just like packed with vitamins, and it's good to even like alternate the colors of them because the colors of them indicate that there's something. Different vitamins. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is cool, and they've got. Different colors are different. They call them flavonoids.
Yeah.
Different flavonoids. And I'm like, oh, that sounds tasty.
Flavonoids.
I think it's flavonoids.
So what's up with this agenda and shit, man?
All right.
We got some more?
Yeah, we got more.
Crazy
more.
Shit to know.
We got just some more segments going on. And this is, segments. I think this is interesting because if you actually take this in as like, you know, this is what the socialists planned on doing in America, and now you absolutely see that it's obvious that socialism is taking hold.
Yeah.
Then it's interesting to see that what their whole plan was, you know?
Where do you seek out your information? Like, oh, how do you find these books? Or is it like, do you just kind of come across them randomly or?
Well, the big Kickstarter for me personally was listening to the episodes of the Bill Cooper radio broadcast.
Okay.
Back in the 90s. Like, and I can't say enough good things about this dude is an enlightener. He's seriously, if you, each of his shows are an hour and he'll go into the craziest stuff. His research is, deep. I mean, but he's like, very principled in his research. Everything is cited, sourced on all his shows, and his information is the bomb. This guy used to belong to U.S. Navy intelligence, and then he figured out that he was actually working for an organization that was furthering world government, and it was furthering the dissolution of the Constitution and human freedom, and so he quit. Right. And then he started his own intelligence agency because at that point now he knows the skills of being like an intelligence agent. Mm-hmm. And so he started his own, the first ever civilian intelligence agency.
How did he get paid to do that, though?
He didn't get paid. He was never a rich guy after that. He didn't, you know, he lived pretty.
Yeah, but if you have an agency, you're going to pay him to travel and get
a bunch of shit from radio. They're volunteers. It's volunteer organization. He didn't pay them. It'd be like if you and me go, all right, hey, we got some fans that are like, dude, we love doing this. Then we go, all right, hey, if you guys want to contribute, we'll give you guys a reading list. And then you guys tell us, you know, any cool things that you guys hear or something like that. Like, cool. It'd be like akin to that. But his got huge. And he became like the head of this like huge civilian intelligence agency. So he got all sorts of cool shit. So that's how I'm able to find out a lot of this stuff. Yeah. So it's not just that I just go to a bookstore and I'm like, oh, thought this was a cool book to share. It's not that.
Gotcha.
Okay.
No, it's just, you know.
But yeah, that's a great question because I think the people should know that there's actually
a focus. Where do these come from? Yeah, it's just cool to find because I'm always looking for cool stuff to read and look into.
Yeah.
So that's what I was asking.
Yeah. I'll throw on Twitter this week, I'll throw the link to all of Bill Cooper's broadcasts so that if anybody ever wants to check them out. If you have an iPhone or Android, literally you just choose which show you want, you click on it, and then it just starts playing out of your phone. They've made it that easy. It's really an easy format.
It's badass.
Yeah. So, all right. Continuing. Should it be possible to continue conscription beyond any reasonable time by promoting unpopular wars? By promoting unpopular wars and other means, the draft can always stand as a further barrier to the progress of youth in life, destroying any immediate hope to participate in his nation's civil life. By these means, the patriotism of youth for their capitalistic flag can be dulled to a point where they are no longer dangerous as soldiers. While this might require many decades to effect, capitalism's short-term view will never envision the lengths across which we can plan. If we could effectively kill the national pride and patriotism of just one generation, we will have won that country. Therefore, there must be continual propaganda abroad to undermine the loyalty of the citizens in general and the teenager in particular. The misalignment of the loyalty of youth to a capitalistic nation sets the proper stage for a realignment of their loyalties with communism, creating a greed for drugs, sexual misbehavior, and uncontrolled freedom. And presenting this to them as a benefit of communism will with ease bring about our alignment.
That's all. That shit fucking is crazy, man. Like,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
When communism hasn't worked for any of these motherfuckers.
No, but remember Trotsky. Trotsky said that he was trying to make excuses for communism, and he said that it'll work, but it has to be worldwide. Remember that? That it has to be a worldwide thing or it just won't work. Well,
why is everybody from every other country trying to come to America to do their thing and start a good business and
freedom?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots, man.
Well, it's crazy. It's crazy that anybody.
And what is sexual misbehavior? If it's consensual, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Fuck the way you want to fuck. Unless you're Bill Cosby, you know. With fucking sticking pudding pops and chicks or whatever the fuck you're doing. I don't know.
Yeah. But that is one of the ways. But sexual deviancy is like, you know, like really getting into probably like pretty unnatural
fucking things. Goats or something. Or
yeah, maybe like just really like just always thinking about sex. And now you're not even a being that wants to go out and do anything in the real world, you know, you're just a deviant at that point, you know?
Hmm.
Which you're allowed to do, but it renders you ineffective in this reality. Like if there is...
Unless you own a porn company.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Sure, sure.
But I think that anything you are passionate about in your life, you should follow and do that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't...
Why do we like?
I can't say
dog that sexual wrong. Behavior. I don't get it.
But I will also say this: if they are constantly promoting it, then there's a unnatural desire for it. That maybe America right now has an unnaturally high desire for it that isn't natural.
What is natural, though?
Because every time you're driving down Hollywood, you're getting, like, force-fed stuff, right?
But even if there wasn't a billboard of some chick with some nice tits, you're going to see some chick with nice tits walking by, and you're going to want to fuck her.
But it wouldn't be... You wouldn't be... I personally don't think you would be inundated with it. You would be like, all right, let me go. Let me go home to my wife. Let me get my groove on. And then let's continue on with the order of the day. Let's get our read on. Let's learn. Let's work. Let's garden. Let's create. Let's create. Yeah. You know, it, you know what I mean? Like, you would have a healthy sexual appetite, but it wouldn't be like deviancy. Like, there's a lot of people out there that...
That's what I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand what deviancy is, because, like... I think if both parties involved are consenting to it, it's not deviant at all.
Sure, sure. Okay, but you're right. And it's not wrong. It's not that anybody can say that you can't do it because you're not harming anybody else. But it would render you ineffective in society. Maybe.
That would be like if you drink too much booze.
Yeah.
You're an alcoholic.
Yeah. It's like any too much of anything. Even when I research, dude, I've actually go, oh, okay, let me stop. I got to go to the gym. I got to hang out with friends. Got to go to work. Like, it takes balance, you know?
Yeah, well, too much of anything is a bad thing. Is that what you're saying?
Sure. Too much of anything is a bad thing.
Yeah, because I've been chafed from fucking too much. And I don't suggest... Well, it was kind of fun. It was like a good hurt.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that hurts. My dick hurts. And like, oh, that was fun. So I guess I'm a sexual deviant then. Or I used to be, because, you know, now I've been in a relationship for a long time, so I don't have sex anymore.
No, you're not a deviant. You're doing a podcast. You hang out with your buddies. Like, you do other things.
But what if I was fucking all day and that's all I did?
Hey, that's what you do.
Okay.
But you're not sitting there like...
What do you think about porn stars, though?
If, like, freedom is being taken away from people, you've been rendered ineffective.
So there's people in the world that can have so much sex that they're ineffective to society?
Sure. Of course. Yeah.
What if they're prostitutes? They're getting paid.
Well, it depends on how
much. So that's good for the economy.
It depends on how much they're...
all day long, just fucking taking loads.
I would say this. I honestly think that in our particular time in America, that the dangerous people... The actual seekers of knowledge and the doers, those are going to be the people that actually will create a positive change. And if you're not one of those, then you're just not going to. You'll be, as Coop said, you'll be the flotsam and jetsam in the battle of life. You'll just always be in the eddies, and you won't be ever anybody that is of any significance. And that's what this is saying, is it's trying to render people that. You know,
just staying home, jerking off, like on the government, like being on welfare kind of thing.
Sure. They're just not any threat to these guys now.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I know if I was on welfare, I'd just be sitting home jerking off, because on my days off, I bust out like three or four loads.
Cause these people have no, you know, a lot of them have no self worth.
You have no drive,
have no value.
If you're on welfare, you have no drive to get a fucking job.
And it's not that I'm trying to, you know, diminish my listening audience by talking shit, but I will say this. If it's okay for you to just sit there and literally steal from other people, shut off your radio, shut off the podcast. I don't want you as a listener. I don't. I really don't. You're not somebody I want listening to this, because you've gone insane. That is not okay.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's a lot of welfare recipients that have a libertarian point of view.
I don't think there is, but just in case there is,
yeah.
Hopefully that either got to them or got them to stop listening.
Well, hopefully, I'd rather motivate those people. Like, you can do something, and, you know.
Well, then keep listening if you want. But I'm telling you, you guys are part of the problem, for sure. That's socialism, and you guys accepting it and encouraging it is making shit worse.
Yeah, I don't encourage it. Like, you know, for a while, like, I thought it'd be cool. And we're lucky to live in a society like, hey, if you're falling on hard times, hey, look, here's a little help. And then get a job, move on. Like, you're lucky to have that option. But if you're willing to work and you want, if you have a skill, You could always, there's always something you could do.
But shouldn't everybody work? Like, shouldn't every being that comes into this world that needs to eat find a way to procure food?
I'm not saying I agree with welfare because I think it's a bad example. Like, people, like, it's just like, oh, they'll get comfortable with it, and like, this is the least I can live on, that's what I'll live on. And never try to help themselves, ever.
Yeah.
Never try to work, never be productive.
I'll tell you what would happen to me if I lost my job. I would do all sorts of things to either make money or, dude, I'd do anything, but I wouldn't steal from other people. Like, that's not okay.
It's weird, man.
And it is stealing, because whether or not you see it as stealing or not, it is stealing, because you're signing up for a service and the government steals. Because they're taking my money, and I don't want them doing that. And I would say most Americans are the same. They don't want them taking so much money.
Yeah, it'd be different if, I think, if the school system was bitching and kids actually got an education and we weren't fighting a bunch of fucking wars for no reason.
Well, say they're getting a good education. Say they're getting a primo education.
And you had excess tax dollars to give out, to hand out if we had to.
Is it still okay for the state to say, Nick, we're taking your money by force to do that? Without your authorization.
I'd rather them not. No. Fuck no.
No, and it doesn't really have your authorization.
No.
And the money, a lot of people argue this point. A lot of people argue this point. They go, well, it does have my authorization because I signed my tax return. And, well, in a roundabout way, but what if you didn't? What if you didn't? Then armed men with guns would haul you away, right? So it is with the threat of force that it's done. And that's not okay.
That's the sad thing about taxes is... so much of it goes to things that you would not agree with. It goes to wars that you don't agree with. It goes.
This is why a voluntary society is so much better. Mm-hmm. Is that in a voluntary society, first of all, you don't have a central bank absolutely leeching, demoniacally leeching off of everybody's wealth. Our central bank is the definition of a demon. I mean, or a vampire, or all your old school medieval stories about evil characters. That's what they are. They are absolutely sucking the lifeblood out of this country. They're yanking it out. They're extracting it through interest, through usury.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have that in a voluntary society, first of all, just that alone would be a game changer. Just that alone. Then you don't tax the people. And guess what? Everybody goes, well, how the roads get built? The roads will get built, dude. And you'll have way better roads. Way better. Because if I go, all right, you know what? I'm going to buy this plot of land. I'll buy that plot of land. Say I've got like a good business interest. Say I've got some great investors. Buy that plot of land, or I pay this guy. I get a contract with this guy to run a road through his thing. It will get done, and it will get done way better, because now a private interest has to maintain that road. And if nobody uses that road, because now it'll be a pay-as-you-go road, right?
Like a toll road.
But there will be far more efficient ways of doing it. But essentially a toll road. If it's somebody's private road that they set up and you want to use it, you pay to use it. Yeah. But everybody thinks that, like, oh, dude, I'm going to be poor. No, you're not going to be being taxed. You're going to be rich. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be filthy, stinking rich to begin with. How much of a gallon of gas is taxes?
Four roads. Like, the taxes in gas are four roads. And you know what? It gets fucking fucked.
It's absolutely a backwards ass. It's a backwards ass society that we're doing. It's absolutely backwards to what we should be doing. If we want a society that always is improving, to where every year you go, whoa, this is so much better than the last.
Yeah,
you
think it would be getting better, but it's not.
But what's happened? It's getting worse.
Exactly. It just gets squandered.
It's getting, ever since, my contention is ever since we got that central bank was the one that really solidified it, and really everything since then has been getting worse and worse and worse and worse. 1913 was the Federal Reserve Act, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
which you've talked about on the Money Podcast.
Oh yeah, yeah, Monopoly Money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's why I like that we did those other podcasts, because we told people this is the foundation to be able to know what we're going to be talking about in the future. And I like that we like actually structured it that way, because it makes a lot of it. Now we can refer people back if they don't know about, you know, money and how money's created. We did a whole huge, what is that, a 3 hour? That was a long show.
Yeah.
I think it was like a 3 hour show on money. What is money? How's it created? All that kind of stuff. So if you guys haven't checked that one out, that's a great, or if you don't know everything about money, go check that one out, because it's great.
Or the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Which doesn't get talked about. How come they don't teach that shit in fucking high school and stuff?
Because they own everything. Those dudes own shit. That's why. I mean, offer me any other explanation why they don't teach that.
Because knowledge is not power. It's like, you know, like.
But I mean, is there any other explanation? Why don't presidential candidates talk about it?
Because they're owned. They're puppets.
like, if not that, then why else? I mean, is there any other explanation? Is it that they just don't know about it? See, I think they do know about it, and they just don't talk about it. I think the system is completely corrupt.
Well, definitely.
Yeah, there's big, big, big money out there for people that are either willing to play the game or they've been blackmailed into playing the game, as this book is describing. You know?
The socialist agenda.
I know it sounds crazy to most people, and this takes a long time to digest, and it's tough stuff. And the natural thing is to absolutely just, like, kind of freak out over it. But it's true. And if you actually can start digesting this stuff and go, all right, so if I'm going to be like a human being that's like, I want to be a human being that actually is affecting positive change. So if I'm a human being that's affecting positive change, then I've got to know all the stuff that's going wrong, and I got to know what it is and how to change it. I think that I've done a really good job at finding that out, and I think that this podcast is an excellent avenue for doing it. There's tons of, you could write songs, you could have a web page, you know, and I've thought about doing all this kind of different things.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's possible. But anyways, people, we got to get out there. We got to learn the truth. I'm going to stop reading for, that's going to be the end of it. I think that we've had I think that was a great show.
It was interesting. Yeah. It totally opened my eyes to things that we see now in the media and the some of the agenda the politicians have.
Yeah.
It's right on. It's spot on.
We did a good job on our socialist utopian delusion episode at giving the broad overview of the socialist agenda, but now we're actually pinpointing the actual methods, the actual things that they do, you know, infiltrating this and doing
and seeing and it in this. Our lives as it is now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, it's great. And that's another reason when I was reading this, I was like, dude, this is gold. This is absolute gold. This is,
and you know, it's not like a huge book. So if you're intimidated by like, I don't have time to read these things.
Half of that book, for some reason, the whole middle half of this book is a play. Like, it's like the printer of this book actually misprinted it and stuffed in half of the book is a play it's like a screenplay.
Oh, weird.
And it has nothing to do with the sub. I was like, are they trying to sink that in there for a certain reason?
Did you get that book at Ross?
No, I got it on Amazon.
Yeah.
And but so it got misprinted. So it's about half of this size. It's literally a pamphlet.
Yeah.
You know, it's about 60 pages. And
well, I mean, simple is easy. It doesn't have to be a huge encyclopedia.
No, this was their pamphlet.
Yeah. It has to be quick and easy. Like, tell you the agenda.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah. So anyways, that's that. And we'll continue that. I won't stop reading this until I'm done, because this has a ton more. Like, it had a bunch of thought-provoking stuff, which actually made for a really cool episode, I think. We're going to finish this whole... I won't stop until we're done with this book. But we'll call this series the Psychopolitics series. And so you guys can know if you see Psychopolitics 2, Psychopolitics 3.
And we'll still do the drug war stuff. We didn't mean to leave you guys hanging on that. We had a glitch with our computer last time, which we had a pretty badass interview.
It was. I told him about that on the last show. But yeah, we interviewed this guy named Earl. He was a drug dealer, and we had an excellent interview with the guy. But unfortunately, my iPad didn't save it. So, but we fixed that problem, and shouldn't ever happen again.
And we'll get him back.
But that's my bad. Yeah. So, Nick, as a final closer, we have an exiting clip that I think is absolutely essential for the spirit of the nation nowadays. And that is these Ferguson riots are causing, like, racial strife. Do you have any, like, thoughts on that?
Or do you think that police are causing racial strife?
Well, either way, racial strife is occurring
yeah.
because of this situation, right?
Yes.
And do you have any thoughts
for, on that? And it's unnecessary. Like, I don't have nothing against black people. So, like, I hope, you know, I could walk down the street and see a black person not have a problem. But what were you going to say about the clip? Sorry. But I do see what you're saying. Like, there is tension, unnecessary tension.
Yeah, and I think it's sad because I think most of us just want to get along, especially, like, you know, your freedom-minded individuals. We go, we want this country to get better and better. And we see the media machine brainwashing people and turning them into... A lot of these people are becoming monsters. And they're doing absolutely horrible things to other human beings. And in this time, when we have such a good opportunity, we have the internet, we have unlimited information, we can actually understand what the truth is, and we can get this right. Yet, we're more confused than ever, you know? And society is actually, like, it's being brainwashed by that mainstream media. And if you guys watch that TV... Only watch it in order to get a good understanding of what that government wants you to believe, because they are fomenting a revolution in this country. I was pretty positive about that before, but now I am convinced. Mm-hmm. I am fully convinced that's what the media is doing. They have absolutely... they've shown their true colors. And so anyways, sorry, Nick. Sorry to take over that. But do you have anything else to say? We're going to do a clip. And this clip is beautiful. And I think it's very apropos to what's going on in society right now. It's Kennedy. And it's not JFK. JFK, after his murder, his...
Brother Robert Kennedy.
Brother Robert Kennedy did this speech. And... this is like a very hastily prepared speech, and he did it on the bed of a flatbed truck in Indianapolis, Indiana. And interestingly enough, he did it to talk to the African American community and kind of show them love. And they were the only major city in America that did not riot. So, if we got nothing else, let's do it. Guys, we love you guys. Remember that we got to get through this with knowledge and with freedom. And there are very, very, very powerful people that are trying to influence you to war with each other, to become what they would call clinically insane or whatever. Stick with the Beacon Podcast. And I would also recommend listening to Bill Cooper's many broadcasts. And we love you guys. Until next time, peace out.
I have some very sad news for all of you, and I think sad news for for all of our fellow citizens and people who love peace all over the world. And that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis, Tennessee. Martin Luther King dedicated his life to love and to justice between fellow human beings. He died in the cause of that effort. In this difficult day, in this difficult time for the United States, it's perhaps well to ask what kind of a nation we are and what direction we want to move in. For those of you who are black, considering the evidence evidently is that there were white people who were responsible, you can be filled with bitterness and with hatred and a desire for revenge. We can move in that direction as a country in greater polarization, black people amongst blacks and white amongst whites, filled with hatred toward one another. Or we can make an effort, as Martin Luther King did, to understand and to comprehend and replace that violence, that stain of bloodshed that is spread across our land, with an effort to understand, compassion, and love. For those of you who are black and are tempted to be filled with hatred and mistrust of the injustice of such an act against all white people, I would only say that I can also feel in my own heart the same kind of feeling. I had a member of my family killed, but he was killed by a white man. But we have to make an effort in the United States. We have to make an effort to understand, to get beyond or go beyond these rather difficult times. My favorite poem, my favorite poet was Aeschylus. He once wrote, "Even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart, until in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God." What we need in the United States is not division. What we need in the United States is not hatred. What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another, feeling of justice toward those who still suffer within our country, whether they be white or whether they be black. We can do well in this country. We will have difficult times. We've had difficult times in the past, but we will have difficult times in the future. It is not the end of violence. It is not the end of lawlessness, and it's not the end of disorder. But the vast majority of white people and the vast majority of black people in this country want to live together, want to improve the quality of our life, and want justice for all human beings that abide in our land. And what dedicate ourselves to what the Greeks wrote so many years ago, to tame the savageness of man and make gentle the life of this world. Let us dedicate ourselves to that and say a prayer for our country and for our people. Thank you very much.